Good morning and welcome to Lambda Weekly. I'm David Tappet and I am here in the studio with Laron Landis. This is Lambda Weekly, the oldest, longest running gay and lesbian radio show on anywhere in the world. The late Patty Fink is very late today. She will be on next week. three of us do this show. We've been doing it. Three of us have been together for 12 years, 13 years?
12.
And the show's been on the air since 1983 when KNON went on the air. This is our new time slot. We were on during the morning talk on Wednesday mornings, and those talk shows are all on now on Saturdays, new music shows in the morning. Have you listened to any of the new music shows?
No, that's really during the week.
Yeah,
it's hard for me.
A couple of them are really good. I really like them. There's a new folk music show. There's a new a couple of the shows are called the Morning Blend, and they're just a mix of everything else we do on the station.
Oh, I like that, the Morning Blend.
Yeah. So tune in on mornings when you used to listen to us, and now we're here. And next week, actually, we're going to do 2 hours. Jim's away, and so we're going to do 2 hours of Lambda Weekly, so we'll be on from 10 to 12 next week.
Should be fun.
Should be fun. This is one of those news wrapped up.
Yeah,
let's talk about stuff.
Ever since we've just had a Just Chat Talk About Stuff show.
It is a while since we've done that.
There's a lot been going on.
There has. We have the elections coming up.
Obviously, yes.
But before we talk about elections, I want to talk about a story that I've been enjoying working on.
Okay.
And when I say enjoying working on, it's like I'm relishing this one. The Boy Scouts. Now, we talked about this earlier in the year when I did a story and about the discrimination that the Boy Scouts are doing and how they're throwing people out. And Jen Terrell, who's the Cub Scout mom, she was our guest on the show. And she came down to Dallas and she handed in a petition with 300,000 signatures to the Boy Scouts saying, stop throwing people out just because they're gay or lesbian. You know, they're blaming child abuse as one of their things, meanwhile covering a lot of it up.
Yes.
Well, if you're worried about men who are abusing young boys, she's a lesbian. She's not abusing young boys. It's just stupidity. Anyway, to get this policy changed, and I'm not saying that they shouldn't go through something, a rigorous screening process to decide who's
absolutely.
You're talking about young kids. You have a kid.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
can you imagine just giving her over to somebody who hadn't been screened in some organization?
No, and I you know me, I just wouldn't do that.
You don't even hire a babysitter.
I don't even let people babysit my kids, so no.
Right, Gabrielle's almost four.
Almost four.
Almost four. She's going to be in kindergarten next year.
Yes, absolutely. Huh. Never had a babysitter other than grandma.
So the Boy Scouts now, in order to get them to change their policy, and here's what brought this on. Kid is from California, has been working 12 years on his Eagle Scout badge. He's 17 years old. He's done everything he needed to do. His final project was a project on bullying.
Yeah, that's actually part of I got the entertainment report, but
let's talk about that one.
Okay.
Let's talk about that a little bit now. Okay, so his final project is bullying, right?
Yes.
And during that, he's a 17-year-old kid. He comes out.
Mm-hmm.
The Boy Scouts have announced he's not eligible for his Eagle Scout.
Well, his I guess, Cub Scout Master or whatever, knew.
Boy Scout Master.
Boy Scout knew that he was gay. And initially told him it wouldn't be a problem. And I've heard of that from several different stories.
A number of councils, a number of local councils, don't discriminate.
Yeah, they don't. Even the mother who was on, who we had on our show, she was initially told it's not going to be an issue. But then when something comes up, it is an issue. Now, this guy, his name is Ryan Anderson, 17 years old. What he did was he went to a junior high and made kind of like a mural, and all the kids.
It was an anti-bullying.
Yeah, it was. It was really cool. Yeah, good, yeah. You know, really good idea. Mm-hmm. And he did everything that was required to get his Eagle Scout medal, and they told him no because he was gay.
Right.
Now, again, this isn't.
He doesn't meet the requirement.
He doesn't meet the requirement. You know, again, this is just a great example of how incredibly discriminatory and stupid this policy is. We're not talking about an adult trying to become a master or whatever in the Boy Scouts. This is an existing kid who's been there the whole time.
Worked 12 years.
12 years.
And he's 17, so he's been doing this since he's 5.
Exactly. So simply because he told you his sexual orientation and done anything.
No, because he was honest.
But exactly. And I thought that was one of their principles.
Yeah, you would think.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the new tactic. And I want to talk about whether you think this is effective. Going after the funders. Now, if you go to the Boy Scouts and ask, where are they getting their money from, they're not going to tell you. They don't release the information. They're a private organization.
They
it's
are.
The reason that when they went to the Supreme Court in the year 2000, they were given permission to discriminate.
They were.
However, what I did and what another news organization did, what I was looking for was local companies that have high scores with HRC, Human Rights Campaign, on their corporate equality index. So AT&T is 100%er. Texas Instruments is 100%er.
I think Raytheon is 100%er.
Raytheon's 100%er. Anyway, those are some of the local ones. Exxon is a minus 25%er. So they are. They have the lowest score possible. Because what they have is a zero score, and then they had points taken away in addition. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what I did was, I can't go to the Boy Scouts find out who their funders are, but I can go to AT&T and look up their corporate giving and look up the list of who they've given money to,
right.
And the Boy Scouts is not on it. And Texas Instruments, Andy Smith was on our show. He's mm-hmm. the director of corporate philanthropy there. Called Andy, do you give any money to the Boy Scouts? No, we don't. So our 100%ers here do not give to the Boy Scouts, which I find interesting. Another organization went through, did this process, obviously has more money than I have and more time and more people, because they went through a whole bunch of companies and found the Boy Scouts' biggest funders. The biggest one was Intel, which gives $700,000 a year, mostly to local councils, but
okay.
And got them through a petition got them to change their policy. What Intel does is, if you work for Intel and you give an hour of your time to, say, the AIDS Resource Center, or you give an hour of your time to the Red Cross, or you give an hour of your time, whatever, to a nonprofit, they match your hours with dollars.
Nice.
And that is nice. And I'm not sure what the formula is. It's something like whatever your hourly salary would come to be.
Right.
So, you know, the CEO's time is worth more than your time is, but based on what your position is, that's the formula that has to do with how much money they give. $700,000, new policy from Intel, that those organizations that they're giving money to have to have the same non-discrimination policies that Intel has in place.
And I'm assuming Intel includes sexual
orientation. Intel is 100%er. They not only have non-discrimination policies, they have
domestic
partnership benefits, they have transgender benefits, they have all that stuff. And if your organization doesn't have those in place, they will either work with you to put them in place or stop funding you. Now, they're not trying to not fund other organizations. They're trying to help them come into the 21st century.
Right.
So the Boy Scouts are losing $700,000 from them. The next target was UPS, because UPS is one of the largest companies that give one of the largest amounts of money directly to the Irving headquarters, as opposed to just to local councils. So they went after. And right now, UPS, which I think this year was 80%, because there were some new things that were thrown in on transgender protections that they weren't able to get in place yet. They were 100%er. They're very proud of it. It's on their website, and they're targeting them.
Wow.
So I called HRC this week,
mm-hmm.
and I said, do you have a policy that penalizes a company not for their own policies, but for donating to an organization like the Boy Scouts, which obviously has such harmful policies? And one of the reasons I say it's so harmful, if it's you or me, do you care that you can't be associated with the Boy Scouts?
No.
Okay. But you're old, extremely old, withered away, decrepit, and you'll find other things to do.
Right.
But when you're 17 years old and you've been in that organization since you were five, it's not only hurtful. We've heard of stories where kids become suicidal. We're not talking about kids who just feel like they've been bullied. We're talking about kids who want to kill themselves.
Yeah.
That's how damaging that policy is. And and they want to do away with that policy. And we need to. So what HRC was thinking, and I was talking to them about it because they had thought about it but hadn't really come up with anything. I said, you know, as just a matter of information, your 100%ers here in Dallas, I looked them all up, don't give to the Boy Scouts. And they said, oh. Because they're not trying to hurt all these companies. They're trying, you know, they feel like if they put in this policy and they get one or two companies to actually change their policy, that's great. But if all of a sudden dozens and dozens of companies are going to lose points, that's almost counterproductive, because one little HRC, and they're a big organization, but, you know, going up against corporate America, they're not going to make a huge difference. But, you know, if it's this company and that company and this company and that company,
it starts to add up.
It starts to add up, but it's something that they feel that they can attack. So one of the things they told me was, they said, ooh, that's very useful information, and we will incorporate that as we go forward in trying to update our policies. Okay, here was the other one. It was United Way.
Mm.
Now, last year, if you remember, Andy was here with Jennifer, who's the new director, executive
mm-hmm.
director, or
I
president
do.
Of United Way. And they were very proud. They had given AIDS Arms $772,000. They had given the Resource Center $370,000. Boy Scouts wasn't on their list last year. Boy Scouts is on their list this year.
Oh, wow.
Boy Scouts got money this year. So I called, and I asked for their policy. I said, at first I asked, do you have a policy that the companies or the organizations that you give money to have to have non-discrimination policies that are inclusive? And what they said was, the answer I got was, federal guidelines, as long as they do have to follow federal guidelines. So I said, so that means since gay and lesbian are not included in those guidelines, they can discriminate to the point of kids wanting to kill themselves. Can you confirm that for me?
Well, let me see if I can get another quit.
Can you hold for a second?
Yeah, exactly. But I got the quote. It's in my article in The Voice this week. They weren't real happy with the way I worded it, because
right.
because their intention is not to discriminate.
Of course not.
You know, but they are giving to the Boy Scouts this year.
Hmm.
You know, and what they said was, well, you have to understand, this money was going to two specific programs. And they explained to me what the programs were, and they were good programs. They're wonderful programs. The Boy Scouts does good things, which is why we want our kids in it, too.
Right.
So one of the programs is helping kids in grades 1 through 5 develop the skills to help them graduate from high school. And another program is something helping them get into college and other life skills. So I explained what they were, and I said, and if a kid comes out during the time that they're participating in these, I guess they're thrown out of these, too.
Yep.
The Boy Scouts aren't there to help everybody. They went to the Supreme Court for the right to discriminate. Right. They won. Let them.
Well, you know, another point, you know, the Boy Scouts, they won on the basis that they are a private organization. They mm-hmm. have the right to discriminate.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know who they're, like you say, we don't know who funds them. They won't let us know.
No, they won't release that they're a private organization. They don't have to.
They don't have to. But what we do know is they use a lot of government buildings. Mm-hmm. And that I do not think is
in
right.
In some places, if you're going to discriminate,
yeah.
you can't use our buildings.
And they've started to push back. So, you know, I guess your original question was, is it okay to do this? Mm-hmm. I would say, yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with inquiring these other companies that are getting...
Putting pressure on them.
We're not requiring them.
No. Intel can do what it wants, but when we pointed out to them that they're violating their own non-discrimination policies and that they have employees who have kids who would not be able to join the Boy Scouts.
Right. Exactly.
And when you put it that way to a company, oh, so we're giving money to somebody who discriminates. You know, United Way does have, and this is one of those, we might be able to get United Way to stop based on this one. Boy Scouts has one other policy. You can't be a Boy Scout if you're an atheist.
That's right.
Isn't that religious discrimination? And isn't that one of the categories that is covered federally?
Federally, yep.
Now, the Boy Scouts is allowed to discriminate based on religion because they're a private organization, but United Way, which states that they don't discriminate based on federal guidelines, and federal guidelines includes religion, what gives?
Yeah.
And you know what? I didn't think about that till somebody commented on my story because I was doing the gay, and I'm going after them this week on the religion.
The religion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the only way to, as a whole, the only way that the Boy Scouts is ever going to change their policy is financially.
Of course. Yeah. If they're making money, why would they change?
Yeah. They have the support of the law. And you're right. If they're making money, why should they have? They're not going to.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're just not going to, and hit them where it hurts.
Yeah.
And the thing is, most of the money that goes to the Boy Scouts nationwide go to the local councils because that's where a lot of the work is done. You know, here at the Boy Scout headquarters, there are 200 people or so who work there, something like that. So it only takes a certain amount to staff that headquarters and fund their programs. Most of it is done on a council level. So there are a number of councils around the country that do not discriminate and have been sticking it in the face of the Boy Scouts. If enough of them do that, they'll have to change. You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. I'm Dave Taffet. I'm here in the studio with Laurent Landis. We'll be back with more Lambda Weekly right after this.
You're listening to KNON 89.3 FM in Dallas and Fort Worth, voted best radio station for music for 2 years in a row by the Dallas Observer.
Did you know that KNON podcasts all of its local talk shows? KNON has local talk, each show covering your community in its own unique way. So if you missed one of our great morning talk shows, you can go back and listen to it online. We keep the shows for 2 months so you can hear everything you have been missing out on. Visit KNON.org for more information about the KNON Morning Talk Shows podcast, also available on iTunes.
Want to hear some great Texas blues? KNON has a CD for you. KNON's Texas Blues Radio Volume 5, our latest blues compilation CD to benefit community radio, sponsored by Forever Young Records. This CD features 15 tracks and 60 minutes of great original Dallas-Fort Worth blues from Tutu Jones, Blues Boy Bo, Buddy Whittington, Andrea Dawson, Kirkland James, Sonny Colley, Johnny Red and the Roosters, the Chris Watson Band, the Two Tones, the Rough Cut Blues Band, Jeff Stone and Charlie Love, Dave Millsap, Sirloin and the Ash Kicking Machine, Michael J. and the Paul Bird Band, and J.J. and the Detonators. We're only selling 1,000 copies and it will never be reissued. Get your copy now at Forever Young Records in Grand Prairie, Record Town in Fort Worth, and in Dallas at Bill's Records and Rewind Music. The CD is available as an MP3 download at KNON.org. All proceeds benefit Community Radio, KNON. For more info on Texas Blues Radio Volume 5, visit us at KNON.org. Get your copy now and hear some real Texas blues. Your ears will thank you for it.
Second annual KNON Zydeco Halloween Fey Voodoo Party is coming to Poor David's Pub on Saturday, October 27th, starring the fabulous Rosie Ledette for one night only. That's right! Rosie Ledette returns to entertain all you crazy Cajun and Zydeco music lovers on Saturday, October 27th. Opening the show will be JB and the Zydeco Posse. Doors will be at 7. This is Jim Bro of Monday's Cajun Zydeco Music Party, and I will be your host. The Alligator Cafe will be serving up a delicious dinner, including Cajun Pasta Orleans, Shrimp Etouffee, Red Beans frozen rice and bread pudding for dessert. Yum. And of course, there will be a costume contest for the scariest, funniest, and most Mardi Gras costumes. Tickets are available now at KNON.org, Forever Young Records, and Bill's Records in Dallas. That's the second annual Zydeco Halloween Fay Voodoo starring Rosie Ledette and JB and the Zydeco Posse on Saturday, October 27th at Poor David's Pub, located at 1313 South Lamar in Dallas, for a night of scary good fun.
Darklings, it's me, the Diva of the Dead of the Necrotones, here to tell you that Blue Lisa is celebrating the 13th anniversary of her show, Big Texas Blues, with a Halloween spooktacular starring the Necrotones in our first reunion show in almost a decade on All Hallows Eve, Wednesday, October 31st. The swinging gold jazz and stage show of the Necrotones has always been frighteningly good fun, and we've decided to bring it back from the grave for one night only as per request of Blue Lisa herself. She has such fantastic taste. Also appearing on the bill will be Howlin' K. Smith at 9 p.m., channeling the music and spirit of Screamin' Jay Hawkins. There'll be a costume contest for scariest, most cocktail, and funniest costumes, so start planning now. The place for the musical haunting is LaGrange, located at 2704 Elm Street in Deep Hellum. The doors are at 8 p.m., with Count Rockula providing spooky visuals and music to die for. Tickets are available now at KNON.org, Bill's Records and Good Records in Dallas, and Forever Young Records in Grand Prairie. That's Blue Lisa's lucky 13th anniversary extravaganza, starring the Necrotones, with special spooky guest Howlin' K. Smith on Halloween night, Wednesday, October 31st. It's going to be a scream.
Don't listen to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM Dallas.
You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM Dallas and Fort Worth, the voice of the people.
Oh, okay, so...
technical difficulties.
No, Clint had these set to continuous play and repeat play and everything else play, but we have special music for our...
entertainment report.
Because, you know, we just do everything smoothly. One of the things that the Dallas Observer gave KNON, best radio station for, they mentioned in the award that nothing works at this station. So, here we go.
Here we go.
Okay, now that's our music for the entertainment report.
That's better.
Which LaRon does. We've been doing this, using that music for 12 years now.
Yeah. So here we go.
CD player, let's do it.
All right. The upcoming year is shaping up to be the absolute best so far for LGBT characters on TV. That's according to Glad, who said that the number of LGBT characters on scripted broadcast network TV is at its highest level ever.
New normal. Love it.
You know, and I feel so bad.
You don't like it? No, you haven't seen it.
I haven't seen a single episode, but we have a few recorded. I need to go back and see. And cable television, the number of characters in cable television is also going up. Now, the 17th annual Where Are We on TV report released on Friday by GLAAD found that 4.4% of actors appearing on regular primetime network drama and comedy series during the 2012-2013 season will portray LGBT characters. Now, that's up from 2.9% back last year, which was steadily declining. So 4.4%, that doesn't sound like a lot, but that is a big increase for us.
It's a lot of characters.
It's a lot of characters.
Because how many characters in scripted TV shows, who they date has nothing to do with the story at all?
Oh, that's true.
You just assume that they're straight.
That they're straight.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, I'm not going to go down it, but they actually have the breakdown of that.
I'm sure they do.
And then the report also tracks racial diversity, which I did not know. They found that compared to last year, African-American representation has grown from 9.9% to 12%, while representation for Hispanics has decreased, which is surprising to me, from 5.6% to 4.1%. So the 12% with the African Americans, that's almost right around what we actually represent population-wise in this country.
Now, if they really want to get in their minorities,
yeah,
they need to have, like, Gabrielle would be a perfect, your daughter would be the perfect character. She's part Hispanic, part black, lesbian.
No.
And she's just a little bit of everything.
She's a little bit of everything.
She'd be the perfect character, and then it would count for everything, and you just have one character doing it.
There you go. The Christian conservative group, 1 Million Moms, they are at it again, and this time their target is J-Lo. Well, not Jennifer Lopez directly, but the upcoming TV lesbian drama that she and former Lambda Weekly guest Peter Page, yes, that Peter Page from Queer as Folk, are developing and producing. Now, the hour-long drama is called The Fosters, and it centers on a lesbian couple who are coping with raising 3 children. Lord, yes, I'd be coping too. That's a lot of kids. And they said that the show is unacceptable and that ABC has lost their minds for attempting to redefine marriage and family. Now, here's the funny part. The show has not even aired a single episode yet, so they're already complaining. You can at least give the show, let the show air and then complain. Oh, I didn't like what I saw. So that's interesting. Now, if you remember, was it last year or the beginning of this year, they complained when JCPenney made Ellen their spokesperson, and we see how that turned out.
Right.
Yeah. So there you go. Let's see here. What else do we have? Academy Award-winning actress Sally Field was presented with HRC's Ally.
Yes, don't say it.
Equality Award.
No, the full quote.
No. I can't. Well, of course I'm not going to say it. Anyway, let me repeat that.
What?
Yeah. She was presented with the Ally for Equality Award this week. Now,
did you know she had a son who
was
gay?
I was about to say. I never knew that. I've always known that Sally Field
was gay, but that's a TV son.
Yeah, that's a TV
son. And I tend to confuse my TV life with my real life.
With your real life? Okay.
When I was doing Friday Night Lights, I would confuse whether or not I was really in Dylan, whether or not these people were the real people. I would call people by their character name, not by their real name. But
yeah,
I always do that. But this is her real son,
as well as
her TV son.
This is real life, the real world. Now, again, I've always known that Sally Field was gay-friendly.
Sure.
She never made that a secret, but I did not know she had an openly gay son who presented her with this award. Now, during her speech, which was very memorable, she said that she didn't understand why parents who kicked out their children or turned their backs on their children, and they need to realize that these children have something important to teach parents themselves, love and acceptance. And she went on to say, some children are gay, so the blank what?
Right.
Yeah, I couldn't have put it better myself.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, as far as she's concerned, that's just her son.
That's just her son.
Yeah.
That's just her son.
You know, I had one that I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
Megan Mullally was on Larry King's show.
Yes, I started to put that in here.
You know, and I watched that, and it was real interesting. First of all, she said all 4 of the main characters
had originally passed,
but then they decided for one reason or another to take the show. Megan said that she took the show because after talking about it with the writers and developing the character more, it was a more diverse character or a more wacky character than she thought it was going to be originally. Now, Eric McCormick had been playing...
He had been playing a cowboy or something.
Something like that.
In a Canadian show.
And he didn't want to then turn around and play gay. And this was a big surprise. It's not a big surprise. Do you remember the first year he was actually here 1 or 2 times because he was in a film that he was promoting and I met him. We couldn't get him on the show, but the other thing was anywhere he went. Do you remember what he did?
No.
Everywhere he went. Hi, I'm Eric McCormick, and this is my wife. And he was so fast to introduce, and this is my wife. He was so insecure about playing gay.
Yeah.
This didn't surprise me. I mean, he became more comfortable in the role. I'm not criticizing him for it.
And he did.
But he became much more comfortable in the role, became a better spokesperson, understood more about what he was doing, I would hope, after 10 years. You better be better after 10 years than you were after, you know, the first episode. But he was so funny. So... my whole point was they're promoting this like this was news, and if anybody remembers him from that season, it's not surprising.
No, yeah. I'm not surprised. Now, what is news about this segment from what Megan Mullally said was that she and Sean Hayes particularly passed on it. What else were they doing? I mean, they weren't household names.
No, but...
especially Sean Hayes.
No, especially Sean Hayes wasn't. He had been in a couple of independent films.
A couple of indie movies, and that was it. It's like, what else were you doing?
Because he was getting stereotyped as gay.
Okay. So that's surprising to me that you passed on it.
And the one who played Grace.
Deborah Messing.
Deborah Messing.
I think she was on Broadway.
She had just done two other TV series, and at first she did one, she did another, and she just decided, at first, I don't want to do another. I don't want to do a third. So, but then, as the show developed, I think she saw, this one might be different. This one might be a hit.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't want to be in a third flop, is basically what
it was. Right, right. They all became known after that show.
Did you hear Eric McCormick's comment to Deborah Messing about her current show?
No.
Her current show is, what's it called? It's that Broadway show. It's going to be back on in January. It's about putting on a Broadway musical.
Okay.
And she's the one of the writers of the book of the musical that they're putting on.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at her and he said, I didn't know that you could star in a show that was more gay than Will and Grace.
It is possible.
Mm-hmm.
And last, going back to the Boy Scouts, again, we're talking about Ray Anderson. That's the Boy Scout who absolutely earned his Eagle Medal, but he was not given to him because he's gay. His mother, he appeared on Ellen's show. She brought him on after all this news broke out. His mother started an online petition asking people to sign it. You know,
that petition has gotten more signatures than Jen got.
400,000, over 400,000 signatures.
I'm going to call them this week and see if they're planning on coming to Irving to deliver that petition.
Yeah. Yeah. And over 170 former Eagle Scouts have offered to send Ryan their medals. I thought that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the biggest surprise that Ryan received was a check for $20,000 for him to go to college from Ellen. So, that's just one person is hard not to like, and that's Ellen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good for her. Good for her. She does good stuff like that.
She does do nice things like that.
She really does.
Very regularly. It's not just a one time, once she did this and then she's...
Right. And, you know, I think she's come a long way. When her talk show first debuted, of course, you know, she was out, but didn't really talk about it at all. And I guess at times there was really no need to. Now... I mean, she uses every opportunity she can to talk about same-sex marriage. She has, I can't tell you how many different open lesbian guests.
Here's what she was doing. She's now the number one talk show.
Yes.
Daytime talk show. I don't know how she rates against the after prime time, the late night talk shows, but she's the number one talk show. Everybody loves her.
Everybody loves her.
Okay, so she spent a year not doing the gay thing, and just becoming the good, solid, funny, good interviewer, which, you know, it's a skill. It's something
absolutely.
It takes a while to develop.
Just because you're a good comedian or a good actor doesn't mean you're going to be a good interviewer.
Right, and she didn't do the controversial.
No.
And the gay was controversial, and she lost her comedy when she came out. I mean, chances are that show had run its course anyway, but but once she came out, it lasted one season, and that was it, period, right?
Yeah.
So she wanted to stay away from that. She just wanted to be Ellen DeGeneres, the comedian, the talk show host. And then once she was solid, and not just solid, but right up there with Oprah.
Yeah.
Then she started using her pulpit to bully people who were doing the wrong things.
I think several things kind of made her more comfortable. First, she fell in love again.
Right. Having a comfortable relationship makes all the difference.
That definitely helps. And I remember that episode where she had McCain on, and, you know, he respectfully disagreed with same-sex marriage, and she did challenge him.
Mm-hmm.
It was a friendly little back and forth, but after a while, you know, she's like, you know, how can I not say something?
Mm-hmm.
How can I not, you know, stand up for herself?
Mm-hmm.
So,
but things like this with, you know, a kid who had worked all his life to get this Boy Scout medal and the Eagle Scout honor and is suddenly turned down. Well, you know what? It's more than just making sure he has something to live for now which is going to college, making sure he's on a steady footing. It's also a way to stick it to the Boy Scouts and say, you want to turn him down? Tell you what we're going to do. Yeah. We're not putting you on my show. We're not highlighting what you're doing. Oh, we actually are highlighting what you're doing, but not in a positive. But we're going to highlight what he's done and how much work he's done and how hard he worked for your medal and your honor, and now you're not giving it to him. Tell you what, we'll give him a college scholarship just to make sure he's okay.
Right, right.
I love that. I think she's just great.
I do too. Ellen is one of those type of people. If you don't like her, then there's probably something wrong with you.
Or you don't like what she's promoting.
Or any
of that. Moms don't like her.
They don't like her. Well, we know something's wrong with them.
Well, yeah, all 500 of them.
Exactly.
All 500 of the million.
And it makes such a difference in things that they protest.
It does. We need to take a break in a minute, but news this week about John Wiley Price and domestic partnership benefits in Dallas County. Okay, so each commissioner's court in Texas has four commissioners, one county judge. In Texas, in Dallas, we have two who are Republican. We have three who are Democrats. One of those three is John Wiley Price, Elba Garcia, and Clay Jenkins. They came out for domestic partnership benefits earlier this summer. They're trying to work out how they can do it because their insuring organization has refused to let them do it. So they're figuring out a way to offer the same benefits to gay couples that they're offering to straight couples.
Right.
And I know we have listeners here, probably, you know, new time slot, all new listeners. Everything got shaken up on the station, so I know we're... If you don't offer those same benefits to your gay employees, what you're doing is you're saying, I'm going to balance my budget on your back. I would have hired straight people for those positions, but in order to get somebody that I don't have to pay benefits to, I'm going to hire a couple of gay people.
Yeah.
It actually, if that's your mentality, it's hurting straight people because Dallas County, apparently, until now, needed to hire a certain number of gay people in order to balance their budget. So budgetary issues are not a concern. If you're working for the county, Laron, and you don't get those benefits, but you leave your job and you're replaced by somebody who's straight with 10 kids,
yes,
that person gets covered immediately like
immediately.
That. It doesn't go to the commissioner's court for them to decide, gee, how can we afford to do this, which is what they're doing. Anyway, this week, John Wiley Price came on board. He was funny in his answer. Anna, who's one of the writers of Dallas Voice, called him up and has been calling him for 3 weeks. Called up Anna yesterday, finally, Thursday morning, and said, you know, I've been getting these calls and emails, and I just ignored them because I thought everybody knew I was on board with it. But I'll tell you what, with John Wiley Price, he's stubborn sometimes, he is hard to convince sometimes, and you better convince him. But once you do, he's on your side and he stays there. You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. I'm David Taffet here in the studio with Laron Landis. This is Lambda Weekly, the oldest, longest-running gay and lesbian talk show anywhere in the world. And we'll be back with more right after this.
You're listening to KNON 89.3 FM in Dallas, voted the best radio station for music for 2 years in a row by the Dallas Observer. Yeah, buddy!
GoodSearch.com provides a way for you to support nonprofits like KNON with your online shopping and dining. GoodSearch.com offers a downloadable toolbar for searching from your computer called Good App, so your purchases can go to support KNON. With Good Dining, every time you go out to eat at participating restaurants, then a portion of what you spend gets donated to KNON. Registering is easy at GoodSearch.com, and KNON 89.3 is the name to enter in your account settings for charity selection. Support KNON with your online shopping and dining at GoodSearch.com.
After 2 years, they're back. This Saturday, it's the return of the Red Elvises.
Everybody happy.
This Weird Warren of the Sonic Burrito Radio Show. And this Saturday at the internationally famous Sons of Herman Hall, it's the return of the Red Elvises.
I used to hang out at the Rock Bar.
We've got a tamale dinner from La Victoria Restaurant and the Rock Solid Belly Dance Company opening the show. Doors at 7 p.m. Get your tickets now at Bill's Records in Dallas, Forever Young in Grand Prairie, or online at KNON.org. This Saturday, the return of the Red Elvises at the Sons of Herman Hall, 3414 Elm Street in Dallas. It's Weird Warren inviting you to come on down this Saturday for your tamales, your belly dancers, and the return of the Red Elvises. This is a KNON benefit event.
Medicare and Medicaid recipients may qualify for additional services including dental, vision, and transportation through DFW Medicare Health Benefits. These plans also cover dentures and partials. For more information, 214-501-7330. That's 214-501-7330. Agents are available from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Vision, dentures, partials, and transportation may be available to recipients of Medicare and Medicaid through DFW Medicare Health Benefits at 214-501-7330.
This is Kimberly Truex of the GLBT Wedding Expo, and you're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM.
And this is Lambda Weekly. I'm David Taffet here in the studio with Laron Landis. We are Lambda Weekly, the world's oldest, longest-running gay and lesbian radio show anywhere in the world. Well, yeah, it would be anywhere in the world if we're the world's oldest. But
that's right.
This is one of those days. Talking, mouth is going, not listening to what I'm saying.
Hope you enjoy our new time slot, and I hope you... Join us every Saturday now.
Yeah, am I enjoying it? 11 o'clock on Saturday is a whole lot easier than getting up at 5 a.m. on Wednesday.
Absolutely.
We have three marriage amendments. Actually, four.
Four.
Four marriage. The fourth one is separate. Okay, in Minnesota.
In Minnesota.
They are voting. This is one of those good old-fashioned, let's ban the gays from getting married type of constitutional amendments.
Yes. In three other states.
Let's just talk about that one. In that one, really tight. Mm-hmm. Polls in Minnesota have been going up and down. According to the Star Tribune, which is the Minneapolis paper, a poll of 806 likely voters in May found 39% for and 55% against. And now it was 48 for and 43 against, 5% undecided at this point. The latest poll shows a statistical dead heat.
Okay.
So it depends on who gets out and votes.
Yeah. So that's what it sounds like.
But that one's one of those good old-fashioned ones like we have here in Texas that defines marriage in the Constitution as between a man and a woman and sheep and your concubine and whatever else. Because, well, it defines it. Doesn't Texas define it as biblical marriage?
I don't
where you buy your wife.
I don't think it does.
No, okay, so you don't marry the sheep. The sheep are what
sheep.
You buy the wife with, something like
there
that.
There you go.
But there are three others that are actually, I guess, propositions, like Prop 8 in California.
Yes, because in Maryland, Maine, and the state of Washington, they have all passed same-sex marriage bills. So in Maine, you can get married.
In Maine, you cannot get married yet.
I thought you can. No. They're trying to reverse it.
Well, no. In all three,
I got
an injunction to stop it before they went into effect.
Well, Washington and the state of Washington and the state of Maryland, their legislatures passed same-sex marriage bills.
And so did Maine. Three of them passed same-sex marriage bills.
But they won't go into effect.
Because people who are against it, because if we allow same-sex marriage, obviously your marriage to Danny is going to destroy Clint, who's in the next room. His marriage is just doomed if you and Danny actually get married, although you actually are married. So
we actually are.
Yeah. So whose marriage did you destroy?
I'm pretty sure everybody in our neighborhood.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they stopped those. And they're having ballot proposals.
Yes. So far, I know in Maryland and the state of Washington, it looks like it's for the first time. Actually, no, it wouldn't be the first time. But it looks like this might come out in our favor in those two states. I'm not for sure about Maine.
Let's see. Maryland, actually. Do you know who the biggest funder of Maryland's is? Of Maryland's pro? The,
yes.
The pro marriage?
Who?
Is Bloomberg, the mayor of New York.
Oh, no, that's right.
$250,000 for pro marriage. Do you know what's interesting in New York? And I've talked about this a little bit. Last time I was up there was in May.
Mm-hmm.
What is fascinating is they have same-sex marriage in New York now a little bit over a year,
mm-hmm.
coming up on a year and a half. I was there. It hadn't even been in for a year. You go up there, and people talk about it like it's the most normal average. Oh, did you hear John and Bill are getting married? Oh, did you hear John and Mary are getting married? It's just, it's the same thing. It's no
right.
big deal. Nobody's marriage is hurt because other people are getting married. In fact, lots of people are making money off of all of these weddings that they're putting on. It's just so normal there. And Mayor Bloomberg has seen how normal it is and how healthy it is because people are in more stable relationships when they're
yep.
married. Now, you got married in Canada
mm-hmm.
about 10 years ago. No, it wasn't 10 years ago.
Five.
It was about 5 years ago.
5 years.
It was before you decided
right.
to get married before you had it.
Yeah, because this summer we celebrated our overall 15-year anniversary.
Right, and you were together 10 years when you...
Yeah. Right.
Okay, so you got married.
Mm-hmm.
When you did that, your relationship was stable. You had been together 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel more stable having gotten married somehow, in a certain way?
In a certain way, even though I know where I reside, it won't be recognized. But
you know what? Just because you go to Las Vegas and get married, those marriages are just as valid as a marriage that takes place
absolutely
in a place like Texas.
Absolutely.
So what marriage is, it's not what you're doing to somebody else. It's not what somebody else has done to you. It's how you're taking it.
Mm-hmm.
So you flew to Canada to get married
mm-hmm.
because you wanted your child, who was going to be born the next year, to be legitimate.
We didn't even know that was going to happen. But no.
But it's how you take it yourself. Do you feel that you're a little bit more stable as a result of that because you've both actually done this?
Yeah, it validated it more for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, you know, you never know what it could mean legally. And I think one day it will be insurance,
mm-hmm.
you know, if something were to happen to myself or to Danny, I think that will definitely help that we are legally married.
Even in Texas,
the thing, you know, now,
because it's even if Texas only sees it as a contract that if you were to break the contract needs to go to a business court or something,
mm-hmm.
it's still a contract that you have that other couples don't necessarily
right.
have.
Wait, and I love the attorney we had on, I think it was last year, who wrote the book about same-sex marriage. And, you know, he pointed out that just because a marriage isn't recognized, that doesn't mean that it's not legal.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference. So, yeah, we're absolutely married.
Now, do you know one thing that the three states, Maine, Maryland, and Washington State, have in common? And it's something they have in common with other marriage equality states. And there are six others plus Washington, D.C. Do you know what they have in common? And this is about the populations.
They have a high Catholic rate?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maryland especially.
Yeah, I know Maryland does.
You know, Joe Biden's from Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, one of the things that they've found is, oddly, since the Catholic Church is against
mm-hmm.
same-sex marriage, very often the states that and the countries, because what countries have same-sex marriage? Spain, Portugal.
Yes.
I just saw something today. France is talking about mm-hmm. changing their domestic partnerships into marriage.
Into marriage.
Bogota, Colombia is a place that they don't have same-sex marriage. What they're doing this week, the mayor of Bogota has encouraged people to come out. But across South America, you have Mexico City has same-sex marriage, high Catholic population. You
right.
have Argentina, Buenos Aires has same-sex marriage, high Catholic population. You
mm-hmm.
have Uruguay has same-sex marriage, high Catholic population there. A lot of the countries and states that have same-sex marriage also have heavily Catholic populations. And the reason for that, we think, is that even though the hierarchy says one thing, does something else, isn't very consistent in their message. The one thing that they're very consistent in is you need to be family-oriented, and Catholics are very family-oriented, and chances are you have somebody gay in your family.
Yeah.
And that's the stories about you know, somebody throwing somebody out of their family, out of their house because their kid is gay. You don't hear that so much in Catholic families.
No.
They're very accepting of their gay and lesbian kids, brothers, sisters, because they're very family-oriented. And and it tends to be Catholic states, or states with
high
Catholic populations.
Yeah.
And the Catholic population in New York, the Catholic population outpolled the Jewish population in support of same-sex marriage by one point. Now, you would think, us wacky Jews, you know, because Israel has recognition of same-sex marriage. They don't have same-sex marriage. They have recognition of same-sex marriage. You would think Jews would poll higher, much higher.
Yeah, you would think.
Catholics polled higher in New York. Which I find fascinating, but it is that family values, because I don't care what the right wing calls family values. Family values is what Sally Fields said in her acceptance speech of her award when she found out her son was gay. So the what?
It's still her son.
It's part of who he's always been.
Yep, yep.
She's always loved him.
And she actually says she knew he was gay before he did. Which I've heard that from a lot of mothers.
My mother.
They know.
Yeah,
mother.
Know.
They know.
Is a good example of that. Sure. Anyway, so same-sex marriage in three states, because it's already passed, it's already been signed into law, and there's an injunction waiting for this proposition in each of the states. It's going to bring out a lot of voters because it's a passionate issue. It's what the right wing and George Bush won on in 2000 and 2004, and it could be what they're not going to vote on this year, or not going to win on this year.
This year, yeah.
So
something really interesting could happen in the state of Washington. Let's say if it... the ones who are for overturning their same-sex marriage law. If that happens, something interesting could happen. You know, Proposition 8, they're still waiting to see if the Supreme Court is going to take that case or not.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 weeks now, it has not appeared on their docket.
Right, right. What's going on with that?
Well, you know, everyone's on our side has their fingers crossed that I think...
That they're not
going to.
No.
I think tomorrow... they will list cases that they absolutely are not going to visit this session. So if they don't visit it, then what happened in the appellate section of this Prop 8 case, that stands, which means same-sex marriage will resume in the state of California.
Right.
However, what happened in the Prop 8 case, that's for that whole jurisdiction. And the state of Washington falls in that.
Do you know, that's what I said, and I had somebody argue with me that Washington is not included in that one for some reason, that the way it was written was so narrow that it only applies to California.
Really?
You know what?
I don't know how.
But you know what? If it had to go to that court, and that court was so clear, I mean... to the point of saying everybody who testified for the other side was a crackpot, basically.
Right.
Is that a legal term? I'm not sure if it is or not, but I think it is. But they were so clear that take it to court. Take it to that court and let's see what they have to say, because they didn't like what the one judge said. Then they didn't like what the three judges said. Then they didn't like what the nine judges said.
Right.
And they all came out and said, no. You had no...
Right.
No reason, no rhyme or reason, nothing at all. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Maryland seems to be one of the strongest.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one, Maine. You know, Maine had same-sex marriage. They had voted for it, got an injunction, and voted it down. Now it looks like it's going to flip, but again, all three of those states just very, very tight.
Yeah,
so
very
we'll
tight.
See what happens.
And
there.
I think
there's one more election.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing that's going to help Maryland is what's next door to Maryland.
Washington is right there, where they have it.
They have it, and I don't know the percentage, but I know it's a high percentage because I used to live there. Of people who work in D.C. live in Maryland.
Sure.
So
sure.
It's like, okay, well, I just have to cross the street. It doesn't make sense that we can't have
that. That was
kind
of like with New York and New Jersey, and New Jersey not having it now. But one other election that's coming up that we do need to watch, and that is in Iowa. Remember, three of the judges who voted for same-sex marriage
were recalled.
Mm-hmm. A fourth one is up for recall this year. Has a better chance than those three because the opposition is not quite as well-funded, but is in deep... Next week, tune in. We'll be on for 2 hours. Jim Schutz is taking the weekend off, so we're going to have 2 hours of you and me and Patty just ranting and raving, and we'll have a couple of guests. We'll see you then. Thanks for listening.